Okay, I said, count me in. Sign me up. Whatever you guys call it, I'm in. Sorrento looked surprised. This clearly wasn't the answer he'd been expecting. He smiled wide and was about to offer me his hand again when I cut him off. But I have 3 minor conditions, I said. First, I want a $50 million bonus when I find the egg for you guys, not 25. Is that doable? He didn't even hesitate. Done. What are your other conditions? I don't want to be second in command, I said. I want your job, Sorrento. I want to be in charge of the whole shebang. Chief of Operations, El Numero Uno. Oh, and I want everyone to have to call me El Numero Uno, too. Is that possible? My mouth seemed to be operating independent of my brain. I couldn't help myself. Sorrento's smile had vanished. What else? I don't want to work with you, I leveled a finger at him. You give me the creeps. But if your superiors are willing to fire your ass and give me your position, I'm in. It's a done deal. Silence. Sorrento's face was a stoic mask. He probably had certain emotions, like anger and rage, filtered out on his facial recognition software. Could you check with your bosses and let me know if they'll agree to that? I asked. Or are they monitoring us right now? I'm betting they are, I waved to the invisible cameras. Hi, guys! What do you say? There was a long silence, during which Sorrento simply glared at me. Of course they're monitoring us, he said finally. And they've just informed me that they're willing to agree to each of your demands. He didn't sound all that upset. Really? I said. Great! When can I start? And, more importantly, when can you leave? Immediately, he said. The company will prepare your contract and send it to your lawyer for approval. Then they, will fly you here to Columbus to sign the paperwork and close the deal. He stood. That should conclude, actually, I held up a hand, cutting him off again. I've spent the last few seconds thinking this over a bit more, and I'm going to have to pass on your offer. I think I'd rather find the egg on my own, thanks. I stood up. You and the other sucksers can all go fuck a duck. Sorrento began to laugh, a long, hearty laugh that I found more than a little disturbing. Oh, you're good. That was so good. You really had us going there, kid. When his laughter tapered off, he said, That's the answer I was expecting. So now, let me give you our second proposal. There's more? I sat back down and put my feet up on his desk. Okay, shoot. We'll wire $5 million directly to your Oasis account right now in exchange for a walkthrough up to the first gate. That's it. All you have to do is give us detailed step-by-step instructions on how to do what you've already done. We'll take it from there. You'll be free to continue searching for the egg on your own. And our transaction will remain a complete secret. No one ever need know of it. I admit, I actually considered it for a second. $5 million would set me up for life. And even if I helped the Sixers clear the first gate, there was no guarantee they'd be able to clear the other two. I still wasn't even sure if I would be able to do that. Trust me, son, Sorrento said. You should take this offer. While you can. His paternal tone irked me to no end, and that helped to steel my resolve. I couldn't sell out to the Sixers. If I did, and they did somehow manage to win the contest, I'd be the one responsible. There was no way I'd be able to live with that. I just hoped that H, Artemis, and any other Gunters they approached felt the same way. I'll pass, I said. I slid my feet off his desk and stood. Thanks for your time. Sorrento looked at me sadly, then motioned for me to sit back down. Actually, we're not quite done here. We have one final proposal for you, Parzival, and I saved the best for last. Can't you take a hint? You can't buy me, so piss off. Adios. Goodbye. Sit down, Wade. I froze. Had he just used my real name? That's right, Sorrento barked. We know who you are. Wade Owen Watts, born August 12th, 2024, both parents deceased. And we also know where you are. You reside with your aunt in a trailer park located at 700 Portland Avenue in Oklahoma City, Unit 56K to be exact. According to our surveillance team, you were last seen entering your aunt's trailer 3 days ago, and you haven't left since, which means you're still there right now. A vidfeed window opened directly behind him, displaying a live video image of the stacks where I lived. It was an aerial view, maybe being shot from a plane or a satellite. From this angle, they could only monitor the trailer's two main exits, so they hadn't seen me leave through the laundry room window each morning or return through it each night. They didn't know I was actually in my hideout right now. There you are, Sorrento said. His pleasant, condescending tone had returned. You should really get out more, Wade. It's not healthy to spend all of your time indoors. The image magnified a few times, zooming in on my aunt's trailer. Then it switched over to thermal imaging mode, and I could see the glowing outlines of over a dozen people, children and adults, sitting inside. Nearly all of them were motionless, probably logged into the Oasis. I was too stunned to speak. How had they found me? It was supposed to be impossible for anyone to obtain your Oasis account information. And my address wasn't even in my Oasis account. You didn't have to provide it when you created your avatar, just your name and retinal pattern. So how had they found out where I lived? Somehow they must have gotten access to my school records. Your first instinct right now might be to log out and make a run for it, Sorrento said. I urge you not to make that mistake. Your trailer is currently wired with a large quantity of high explosives. He pulled something that looked like a remote control out of his pocket and held it up. And my finger is on the detonator. If you log out of this chat link session, you will die within a few seconds. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Mr. Watts?